Yo, yo, it's 12:22 here on this early Saturday. It's JJ After Dark, Chachi Stremski, Kimmy Company right here on The Fan. I've been waiting to get in touch with this guy for quite some time because I just checked out his movie Black Klansman a few weeks ago. He's a part of it. It was absolutely terrific. He's as big a Yankee fan as you're going to find, and now he's getting all dolled up. He's wearing the tuxedos. He's going to award shows. I'm really happy for this guy. He's blowing up. He's as good as it gets. Our good pal, the great Nicky Totoro, is going to check in here on The Fan. Nicky, my boy, how are you?
I'm good, Johnny. How's everything, pal?
Nicky, how's Hollywood life, bro? This movie's blowing up for you, huh?
Yeah, and I didn't have any expectations when I was doing it. It's a weird thing because, you know, I had started my career with Spike Lee many years ago, Mo' Better Blues, my first movie. I don't know if you know. So it all started with him. So, you know, Spike hasn't had like a big hit in a while. So, you know, when I got the call, I was happy to work with Spike again because it all started with him. But, you know, you never know with a movie. And when I was doing it, I was like, wow, this is interesting. It had an interesting tone, but I was only there for a small section of it. And then even what I did, I think, you know, you never know how it's going to fit into something. But the movie was really good, worked great. Spike did a great job. And the character I had kind of came out of nowhere, but it also popped. So I was, won the Cannes Film Festival, which I almost went to, but I didn't go. I should have went. but now I got nominated for Academy Awards, been nominated. I went to the SAG Awards. So, you know, I mean, listen, I've been doing this a long time, you know, but it's always nice when you're in something that's, you know, getting a lot of recognition.
So, no, I believe it, bro. And Nick, yeah. What do you know as an actor? When you're filming, when you're on set, when you're doing certain scenes, like, holy smokes, we're dealing with a special movie. Like, is there a point in time, is it a given scene, is it a given day where you all of a sudden realize you're a part of something special?
I think sometimes, you know, sometimes you have a feeling, you sense that, you know, this might be, this might be really good. This might be, also when you're working with a good director, when you're working with somebody like Spike, where you're working with, like, you know, people I worked with on NYPD Blue or certain things, people, when you see the whole surrounding, you get a feeling that this might be something really, really good. But, you know, you still never know because a film could be, you know, could be made or broke when they put it together. And until you see it, until you see the whole thing, you know, you could do some great work and something that doesn't turn out that great. And you're like, well, you were great in it, but the movie wasn't that great. So, you know, you're never quite sure. You know, you're never quite sure. I mean, you know, sometimes the best things are the things you're surprised about. Like even early days in NYPD Blue, I didn't know how good that was going to be. I was young and, you know, and that was really, really fantastic. You know, I mean, there was a movie I did when I was a young kid called Federal Hill that, you know, we made it for no money, but the movie turned out really, really special. Even like when I did Jungle Fever, the stuff we did was like off the wall. So, you know, you never know. I knew, like, what I had done in the movie I thought was good, but it actually came across because you're in something good and then it actually was better than what I even thought. So sometimes, you know, it's good to be surprised. You know what I mean? Sometimes,
I believe it, Nick. And I wanted to ask you because I love this guy. I think he's an awesome actor, Adam Driver, who I voted for, by the way. I'm a SAG member, so I got the votes. So I'm voting for you guys. I'm a big fan of the movie. What's it like working with a guy like Adam Driver? Big-time actor, you know, big star. What's your take on him?
It was good. It was a good take. I liked him. I thought he was very intense. He was very, you know, very serious. I think kind of like, you know, he seemed a little methodical to me. We had a nice moment at the KKK dinner where, you know, I basically exposed who he is, and then he looked at me and I looked at him. We had a few lines, and he was digging it because he was like, told Spike, he's like, man, Nick's kind of intense. And then Spike goes, oh, yeah, Nick brings it. And he was like, is that it? You know, do we have any more scenes, me and you? I said, no. And but I found him to be a really good guy, you know, and he's and he was really good in the movie. I thought him and John, you know, John David, Denzel's son, did a good job. I thought they really, you know, but I thought Adam really, you know, and they just had a good chemistry. And he was very good, very good. And nice guy, too. And he's, you know, you never know when you work with actors. But I was like, I wish I did have one more scene, you know. Sometimes, you know, you don't realize. But the big thing is, the nice thing is, you know, when it's memorable, it's memorable. And people, they're all recognizing it. They're all saying, wow, you know, and I really liked it. So, you know, that's, it means a lot, because sometimes you do great stuff, no one sees it, or it gets cut, you know. So it was great that everything I did was there, and that the movie was going to have, it's having a great life, you know, and great for Spike too. So, I couldn't ask for a better scenario.
Well, Nick, we're proud of you. We have the great Nick Totoro on the line, who calls me all the time throughout the Yankee seasons. He's as big a Yankee fan as you're going to find, and he's a part of the Oscar-nominated film Black Klansman, which I saw. I loved it. I texted Nikki as soon as I saw the movie. I said, dude, thanks. This is outstanding. I can't get enough. Everybody's got to go see it. Now, Nick, working with Spike, how much are you guys on set shooting a you-know-what about some Yankee baseball, you being a big Yankee fan, Spike wearing the Yankee hat? Did the Yankees ever come up on set, Nick?
Well, I didn't see any Yankees on the set. Spike did call me during the playoffs. He did call me. I texted him. I went in for the wild card game, and I saw him down there. I had a great seat. And then we texted each other we were talking about the Yankees when we were filming, because they were playing Houston, actually, the year before. So when we were filming Black Klansman, we made a video, and I was like, Spike, we gotta win this tonight. So I had Spike in the video, because I make these crazy videos about the Yanks. And then last year, you know, Spike called me about the Red Sox game. He was worried, you know, before they got eliminated. And I told Spike, don't worry, are you coming tonight? Are you coming in? Spike asked me, and I was like, I know, I wasn't there the day they got eliminated. But, you know, we go way back. I mean, Spike took me to a Met game many years ago. But he's a Yankee fan, you know. I'm a fanatic. So when it comes to the Yankees, you know, it's a big part of my life. So, you know, it was pretty cool. A couple of weeks ago, I got to do a nice podcast with CC Sabathia and Ryan Rucco, and I spit some nice knowledge on all those guys. And they were like, "Man, you know your stuff. You know your." I'm like, "Yeah." I said, "What are you kidding?
Come on, man. Think you're one of these Hollywood guys? Yeah. That's Johnny Come Lately. That's why we love you, Nick.
Right.
Because you called me after playoff games. You're sick. You're agitated.
I call you.
That's what I love.
Agitated, right?
Bingo.
Well, it goes back a long time, Johnny. A long time. I mean, you know, many, many years of watching games. I mean, they asked me, they go, "How many games do you think you watch a year?" And I said, about 140, and they were like, "What? That's insane!" I said, "No, you know, this is what, you know, what I do. This is what I love." I mean, even though, you know, all sports is kind of gotten watered down, but still, my love for for baseball and for the Yankees is, you know, it's unconditional. You know, it's just there. I'm on. You know what I do now? I watch YouTube. I watch these old games that I saw as a kid, and I went to so many great games. I mean, one time I did meet Derek Jeter on the set of an Adam Sandler movie, and I didn't know he was there, and then I freaked out, and everybody started laughing, and then Jeter came outside to tell me, you know, "Hey, man, take it easy, don't worry about it." And I was like, "I didn't know you were on the set," you know, and everybody, like, I was just wishing, you know, when you don't know you're going to meet somebody, and then he's, like, looking at the guy, and you're waiting, you do a double take. That was kind of crazy, you know, meeting Jeter like that. But, you know, I mean, come on, you know what I am about with the Yankees and baseball.
Nick, that's why we love you, bro. That's why we love you. So let me ask you about this team now, Nick. As we get ready for this 2019 season, I'm fired up. I know you're fired up. I'm sure CC's all fired up to pitch in his final year. It still eats at me, you know, what happened last year and losing to the Boston Red Sox. But, Nick, I'm going to ask you now point blank. Are you okay with the way the Yankees have handled this offseason?
You know, I mean, I think they've done a good job. I still think, you know, the team is very right-handed. I don't quite know what the whole plan for this infield is right now. It's a little odd because, you know, they're playing games with the Manny Machado thing. I still feel like, you know, something might go down there. I could be wrong. But the kid's a great hitter, Andujar, but I know his glove is suspect. So it's like, you know, do they see him as the third baseman or what? And then the shortstop, they picked up Tulo, who's, you know, for no money. I understand that is insurance, because Didi's going to be out half the year now, which I think is a big blow. And I don't think Gleyber is a shortstop. And, you know, where is LeMahieu going to play? He can really hit this guy, but I haven't seen him play every day. You know, you got to see a guy play every day. Then first base, we got Voit. You know, and then who knows? Is Bird going to emerge and do a Houdini act, or he's just, you know, Bird is going to be a bust? I mean, who knows that? And the outfield, you know, look, we got Gaudy, but, you know, Gordon right now should be more of a role player at his age. And I love Hicks and center, and my man Judge, forget it. I mean, Judge is the guy. Sanchez, I think, is going to rebound.
He's going to have a big year. You mark my words, Nick. Yeah, Sanchez is going to hit 30 home runs again.
You. Mark my words, he'll have a great year. And you know, let's hope we get more consistency out of Stanton. You know what I mean? I was telling CeCe that, and obviously he was like, well, Nick, you don't want to fight him. He's a big guy. I said, I'm not looking to fight him.
No, you just want to see him get a couple of hits against the Red Sox in a postseason, Nick. Yeah. That's what
we
want.
Let me tell you something, man. You know, you go back to game one. Game one, the Yankees should have won. They had 55,000 guys, you know, that were on base. All he had to do was get one hit in that first game, because the second game, we blew them out. You know, Sanchez had two homers. Judge played his butt off. I mean, Judge's IQ for a guy that's been there 2 years is off the wall. He just, you know, CeCe's like, well, he's like Jeter. He's special. And I said, I know. He really is. So I like the moves. But I would have loved to see a good, I don't know how you feel, a good lefty number three hitter. We don't have that number three hitter. And that's why I thought, you know, Bryce Harper, I thought, you know, you get it once in a while to get a chance like this, a guy like this. I know he's a hot dog, but could you imagine him batting three? You know what I mean? And Judge second, and then you got, you know, Stanton and Sanchez. I mean, that would be a dynamo. I just think he would be great in that bandbox. I mean, you know, the potential on that guy. But, you know, these big contracts, no one's getting
Nobody's
them.
Nobody's giving them out. I mean, Nick, isn't it amazing? We're sitting here. It's past Valentine's Day, for goodness sakes. And Manny Machado and Bryce Harper are still free agents. It's wild.
It is wild. But, I mean, I think, listen, Machado, he's a good player, but I don't think he's as good as – he got exposed a little bit, too. I mean, you saw him with the Dodgers, and he got exposed. And he's a good third baseman. But he's not the kind of impact player. You saw it. You know what I mean? And people saw it. And I think, you know, listen, Harper, he's an incredible talent. But he has a great year. He has a off year. He has a great year as an off year. So, listen, man, these guys, look at J.D. Martinez. He barely got $100 million. I mean, barely. But, you know, still, he got the 5 year. And the guy, late bloomer, you know, he's a great, great hitter. In fact, I was talking with Tom Werner last year. He told me, and that's all we're giving him. And, you know, he got good money for 4 or 5 years. I don't see what's wrong with that. They can still get another contract. I mean, couldn't you imagine a guy like Harper in Yankee Stadium?
It would be dynamite. Nicky, I said all year that would be the guy to go get over Machado. And listen, I'm okay that they don't have him, because I think they have enough offense. I do. I'd like a lefty bat. The guy I actually wanted him to sign was Murphy. I love Murphy with the Mets. Puts the bat on the ball. They didn't bring him here, though, Nick, because he's terrible defensively. And that's what they're hoping with LeMahieu. They can put LeMahieu at second, move Torres to short. If they need LeMahieu to play third and Andujar has to DH and Stanton has to play the outfield, they have that versatility. You know what I mean? And listen, Nick, here's the bottom line to me with this Yankee team. Is Sanchez going to hit? Is Stanton going to hit in the clutch? And is Severino going to pitch like an ace? If those three things happen, I think the Yankees beat out the Boston Red Sox, and I think they're the team to beat in the American League. I know.
No, I agree. I agree. You know, I brought that up with CeCe, too. I said, you know, this guy is awesome. When does he become that number one, bona fide number one guy? He's got the stuff. Can we push him over? And maybe this is the year that, you know, he goes, Nick, he is so talented. So I said, I know, but we're looking for him to, you know, that 16-1, those are games that you can't have. You can't get blown out in a game like that. And he's too good of a pitcher. And you know, if this guy's healthy, he could be really good. The other veteran guys are good. I mean, the bullpen is strong as hell. I like that Britton's coming back. And this kid Ottavino is really, I mean, look, they're loaded. They got a lot of guys. And you might be right. Maybe LeMahieu could do a lot of things. I hear he's a real good baseball player. And I'm looking forward to seeing him. Even if we don't get Harper, I think we got enough to do it. But like you know, injuries, things got to stay. Hopefully nothing happens to Judge, because when Judge went down, they went down. Let's face it. When Judge came back, he almost single-handedly got him past the Red Sox. But, you know, I'm excited, but I still got to see things on the field. But I do think they're going to be, you know, I think they're going to be stronger than last year, more consistent. And let's win the division. Let's win the division.
Amen, Nick. It's been way too long, brother. You know, now, the Yankees going out to L.A.
And we got to win a World Series.
It's been a long time, Nick Totoro. For Yankee fans, going all the way back to 2009.
No. Come on.
I feel you, brother. Now, the Yankees are out in Anaheim, and they're out in L.A. I think I'm going to make the trek out west, Nick, to see Dodger Stadium. I got to do it, right?
Come on, you got to come to Dodgers. I'll meet you there. You know, they hardly play there. They played there a bunch of years ago. I was there on Father's Day. I remember Cano had a ball. I forget who they beat that game. But that was a great, you know, when the Yankees play at the Dodgers, and it's kind of cool. It's better than Anaheim. So I would recommend if you could go to Dodger Stadium, that would be great. I mean, Yankees, Dodgers, you know, it looks special. There's just something, even Dodgers, Red Sox, it looks weird. You know, it just doesn't have the same look. Even though the Red Sox, you know, they've really become the team of this. It's weird how history, and they've kind of like, you know, enough is enough. The Yankees are going to start, winning some championships. And I'm not, you know, saying spoiled, but come on. You got to admit, whatever happened, something happened to turn this thing, and it turned. It turned. So it's time the Yankees, you know, get over the damn hump, you know, and we get a championship. Not just one. Let's get a couple. You know what I mean? Let's get a couple. So I can't wait. I'm excited. You know, baseball is still the greatest game in the world to me.
The great Nick Totoro, he's a part of an Academy Award winning, hopefully winning movie, but a nominated movie. He's killing it at the SAGs. He's got the bow ties on. He's got all sorts of swag. Nicky, appreciate a couple of minutes, brother.
Thanks, Johnny.
Keep up
Thanks.
The good work.
Anytime,
and who knows, maybe I'll see you in L.A. and we link up and watch a Yankee game. Let's make it happen.
Would be great. All right, pal?
The best, Nicky. Take care. All right, brother?
All right, my man.